Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In response to the economic and political sanctions imposed on Russia by the U.S. and many other nations, the Russian government is taking several countermeasures. One of them, which has received almost no coverage in the regular media, has a strong likelihood of sparking a major increase in demand for physical gold, which could spark a major price increase soon. The Russians have already forced other nations that receive Russia's oil exports to pay for them in Russian rubles instead of the U.S. dollar. This has already sparked a resurgence in the value of the ruble. On Monday this week, the ruble reached a five-month high against the U.S. dollar and a two-year high against the euro. The ruble is now more valuable than it was before Russia invaded Ukraine, which substantially cripples the impact of international sanctions. Now, the next step is in the works. Russia, in collaboration with China, is planning to accept physical gold as payment for its oil exports. Not only will it accept gold, it will sell oil for a lower price if they are paid in gold instead of rubles. This move will encourage several buyers of Russian oil to acquire physical gold to make payment in that form. As demand for gold increases, that is bound to result in a major price increase for the metal. The last thing the U.S. government wants to happen is for the price of gold, as measured in U.S. dollars, to rise. It would further cripple the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar and force the federal government to pay even higher interest rates on U.S. Treasury debt. But this move by the Russian government is specifically meant to inflict financial harm to the economies of the U.S. and other nations imposing sanctions on it. China, which has massive reserves of physical gold, will actually benefit by this action of the Russian government. We have long urged you to acquire bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots as a form of wealth insurance. With this newest development, we suggest you act soon. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.